Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just check out cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, September 20th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning. Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello. I just omnevved $5 to Cakes because I lost the teaser to him last night.
Yeah. There might be a new teaser king in the building.
He's on fire. It's two in a row.
The teaser king.
What was the tease?
I took the Jags plus +8, I believe. I bumped up the total and went under.
Yeah, under 45.
Yeah. Ugly game last night.
No, didn't even sweat it.
I don't think many of us watched much of it.
Watched first quarter and knew the game was over.
Right. I tuned into it. It was already 14-0.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how Tom Brady texted or tweeted or Instagrammed that he tuned
too many penalties.
Too many penalties and turned off the game.
Right.
How about the sacks? You know how many sacks Jacksonville had?
You told me before. Yeah. Nine
sacks.
I believe there are also 20 penalties through three quarters. So if you like flags and not a lot of offense, right, last night's game was perfect for you.
Man, those Thursday night games are usually just brutal.
Was Morgan Moses playing for him? No. What was going on?
Oh.
Jacksonville had 12.
Did Brandon Sheriff ever on the line?
I don't know. Right. I don't think so.
Jacksonville had 12 first downs. Mm-hmm. All right. And they were 2 for 11 on third down.
Yeah.
And they won the game handily.
Yeah.
Brutal.
I don't know. I watched a little bit.
It's Thursday night for you.
I couldn't work up a lather for it. I actually watched it when Tom Brady was complaining, too. And then where they were reading his tweets. Mm-hmm. And then I just turned it off.
What did he say? He said, I got to stop turning.
He said, let us play or something. He was like, that's it. I'm turning it off. Too many damn penalties. Something to that effect.
And wasn't that after a roughing the passer call?
Yeah.
I think he was defending the defense.
Yeah. Well, you could see the guy hit him hard, but he was laying. He lifted his hands up as they're going down, trying not to, he tried to do the right thing.
Yeah. I mean,
also hit the guy hard.
You can't touch the quarterback.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You can't even put a finger on him.
Yeah.
I told you last week in the Florida State-Virginia game that it was the worst roughing the passer call I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he nudged him.
Right.
I mean, the Virginia defender nudged Blackman, the quarterback for Florida State, and he went to the ground, so they flagged him.
Yeah.
So, ugly game last night. Ugly.
There was nothing else really on. I'm trying to think that I was...
Oh, you didn't see the end of the Houston-Tulane game?
No, I heard about it.
Oh.
I heard, was there a fake field goal or something?
No, it was a kneel down. It was a fake kneel down.
Yeah.
They scored in two plays. And they win by 7. I actually had Houston plus 7.5. I bought points up to 7.5, and won by half a point. But I could not believe the ending of that game. Incredible.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch any of that. I didn't watch any of that. I didn't get home until like 8:45. But I'm telling you, I'm a little bit lost when the Nats aren't playing. When they have a day off, I'm a little bit lost.
You don't know what to do?
I don't know what to do. It's my go-to to always have that on.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you should be watching the teams that you're rooting against.
Yeah.
Split yesterday, right?
Split yesterday. Brewers just don't lose. Brewers won again. Cubs lost in 10. Kimbrel gave up another bomb. That's all he does, give up home runs. So one team lost that you needed to lose, the Cubs, and then the Brewers just...
So what does that mean? Is our lead down a half game or something?
One game.
Yeah. One game.
That's for the top wild card spot. Two games on the...
For both.
Correct.
Cubs now.
Yeah.
But I told you, they're going to take... At least two in Miami, maybe three.
But they better.
Sanchez against Duggar tonight.
I'm not as confident as you because we're swooning right now. We got to get the bats hot, but hopefully we'll get healthy.
By the way, the Nationals race for Red October on The Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com. today. So they've got the Marlins for three, and then they come home for the rest of the season, right?
Five with Philly and three with Cleveland.
And then one would hope that you get that home wild card game, which would propel you to the divisional round, which Eric's going to say is a series win if they win the wild card, but they would face the Dodgers.
Advance around in the playoffs. All right, so we got Sanchez, Stras, and Volth. Volth has now vaulted himself into the rotation here,
yeah.
The fifth spot.
Yeah. He's pitched fine.
Yeah, I know, but not that much.
Like you said, the bats just have to come alive.
Yeah.
So, but you feel good with Sanchez and Stras in the first two.
I hope.
Of course, it's a different weekend for Redskins fans because the Redskins don't play till Monday night.
So weird. I hate that, too.
Ben Krimmel wrote an article about the Redskins' record in primetime games, which we've talked about for years.
What is it recently, like 2-17 or something?
2-15, I think, in the last 17 primetime, not just Monday night games.
Right. If you go to thefandc.com, you can see the article or follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. But the number which is truly outstanding is how many days it's been since they've won a Monday night game.
Is it like 2,000 days or something?
Yeah, 2,485 days.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Now, is that since they've won a Monday night football game at home or won one against the Bears?
He might have glanced at it.
Might be the Bears.
I think it's their last. It's a very specific stat, I think.
But just the record of them in their last 50 primetime games, they've got 16 wins.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really bizarre.
That's 16 and 34 in their last 50 in prime
time.
That's
a big sample size.
You should just be what you are over that period of time. It really shouldn't be a difference in prime time games. I guess in theory you're playing, you know, more quality opponents in prime time. That's why they're putting you on prime time. But still.
But it also points to the fact that we've talked about this for years. They have no home field advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, teams generally on Monday night have a home field advantage. And that helps them win games at home generally and not
even
struggle at home.
Last year, they didn't really have a home primetime game. They had two on the road, lost them both.
Right.
Hmm.
Got blasted by New Orleans 43-19, got blasted by the Eagles 28-13. Well, I mean, it's just incredible when you look at the numbers. Now, they've been bad most seasons, but you're right. You would think there would be a correlation. It would be
slightly
similar.
Under 500. You know, I don't know. What's their winning percentage over the last 20 years? Is it like, I don't know, 44% or something? I don't even. I'm just
guessing.
I think
it's below that.
I don't think it's way better than that percentage, though, than the primetime percentage.
Hmm. That's terrible.
It's scary.
I think it's going to continue. I know you think you got a shot.
Definitely have a shot.
Their last Monday night win was when Colt McCoy led the Skins to an overtime win against Dallas.
And that was?
2014.
So that's
the last Monday night win.
Yeah, so
Monday
that's 2,000 some hunt. That's 2,400 days probably.
1,700 days ago.
1,700 days.
1,789.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. It's just to be 2-15 on Monday night football in your last 17. And forget about those trends. I just think the Bears are better. I was looking at some numbers. So the Bears' defense, now the Redskins' offense has been moving the ball, passing the football. Haven't been able to run the football through 2 weeks, a total of 75 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving up 68.5 rushing yards per game, which is excellent.
Yeah.
They're giving up 12 points per game. That's third in the league. They're giving up just 292 yards per game. The defense
is legit.
Is really good.
Well, that's what we said. Their offense has sucked, and their defense has been legit, and that's going to keep them in the game, and I think they're going to give...
I see them giving up 316 yards per game for the Bears.
I just looked it up.
I don't know. I got giving up 316, and Skins giving up 459.
Yeah, that's an alarming number.
But I'm not sure that the Bears could take advantage of it. Maybe they can. I don't know. I'm dumb enough to think that we can beat them. I'm dumb enough to think we can beat them for sure.
All right, you're picking a win. You're official.
No.
I'm
said it too many times that you think you got a shot. You think they're going to win the game.
I think they can definitely win the game. I have them losing, but I think they can win.
You can't sit on that fence. You're sitting on the fence. Yeah. Isn't he sitting on the fence?
It's the definition of it, because you know what's going to happen on Tuesday. If they win, he's gonna start saying, "I told you that they had a shot to win. I told you all week."
But if
no
they
one
lose,
listened to me,
I have a better shot than you guys. You guys all think the Bears are just going to win this, and I'm telling you, I just think I give the Redskins a much better chance than you guys.
Straddling the fence right now too. I'm a little bit wishy washy on my pick.
I give anybody a chance unless it's
no. They have more than like a puncher's chance or something.
Okay,
they, I'm telling you, I think it's like a toss type game in my mind.
I don't think it's going to be a 38-7 game. I just think the Bears are better. I think the defense will win the game for the Bears. I think Trubisky will make plays.
I think it's a 24-13.
I think
type
the Skins
game.
Defense will allow Trubisky to make more plays than he's made in the first 2 weeks.
Yep, I agree.
Well, Allen and Reed did not practice yesterday, correct?
Right. Yeah. They did not.
So they're still
iffy. Won't play.
They probably won't play.
They practiced on Wednesday, but not on Thursday.
Yeah.
Not looking good for them to play.
I think Reed is done. I think he's done.
Done for his career or done for the season?
Maybe. It's just too much.
It's a lot of concussions.
It's too much.
It's
he's having a hard
trauma.
Time coming back from a simple concussion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it kind of depends on how he feels on game day.
Yeah.
Or how he feels today.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely factors. But I'm guessing that's not a good sign that he didn't practice yesterday. He practiced Wednesday, and it felt good enough to practice, but Thursday didn't feel good enough, presumably, to practice. So that doesn't bode well.
Gruden seems frustrated by it because the media keeps asking him. There's nothing he can really do about it.
Yeah.
I think with Allen, there's more of a shot that he'll play. It sounded like they wanted to give him rest, and then he may just use a brace. He's got a banged-up knee. He's got a tricked-up knee right now.
Yeah, but... I don't know if it's worth. Here's the thing: if the Redskins want to have any sort of value this year, if they want to be competitive at all, at least for the first 10, 12 weeks, they have to win. You talk about teams that have to win.
It's a must win.
You have no regard because you go
0-3, you're officially done.
Yeah, it's like impossible to come back.
By the way, the Bears have given up 292.5 points per game.
I had. I don't know where Eric's getting his number.
Here, right here, ESPN.com.
They gave up 292 points per game.
Got a different 316.
It's very weird because if you go to stats, if you go to standings.
Yeah, just go to the rankings.
If you go to the rankings, they're ranked fourth and it's at 292.5.
I got them giving up 316. I got them 68.5 on the ground and 247.5 through the air.
All right. Either way, it's not a lot of yards, and they're allowing 12 a game defensively in terms of points allowed. So
I would expect David Montgomery to have the best game so far of his short NFL career against the Skins.
Probably.
And they started giving him the ball more in week two than they did week one.
I just don't have that much respect for the Bears. So that's a big part of it.
Well, I'm guessing they don't have that much respect for the Skins either.
Well, that's fine. They shouldn't. But, whatever.
They won 12 games last year.
Yeah, fluke. Every once in a while, teams
could have advanced in the playoffs.
Every once in a while,
they had a decent kicker.
Teams do that. They're not coming anywhere near 12 wins this year, in my opinion.
No.
I'm not a big fan of Trubisky, but if you don't touch him and he's got all day to throw the ball, I think he'll be successful.
I think there's a little bit of a do theory there. I think we're going to get home more this week than we have in the first 2 weeks too. But
they better find some solution.
Oh yeah, they have to.
Amp up the pass rush.
If they don't touch the quarterback but two or three times, then of course they win. But I think it'll be better.
Montez Sweat, you better giddy up to get to that 13.5, friend. How long will it take the Redskins to get to 9 sacks, which is what the Jags had last night?
I don't know.
They've got week six.
Six games.
Yeah, I mean,
how many do they have now? Two?
Two.
They need 7 more. Week six?
Yeah.
Week five or six?
This takes one good game to burst through, though. Yeah.
Trubisky has not thrown a touchdown in 2 games.
Right.
He's got one pick.
I think he's poop. I've always thought he was poop, but
he can run.
A lot of Bears fans probably share that sentiment.
Not real accurate.
Engineered a game-winning drive this past week,
but like you said, it just takes one good game.
Yeah, I don't know.
When he had to make a play with 9 seconds left, he stepped up in the pocket, hit Allen Robinson. They called timeout. 1 second, hit a game winner.
Yeah, they got lucky.
What happens if the Bears come in and score 28 and the defense looks toothless again?
Well, everyone's saying someone's going to...
Does he survive it?
I think someone has to get fired.
It's a great
question.
He
might not survive it. If the Bears score 30 or more, Minuski will be fired. If they score like 35 points.
I think you have to.
Team just can't, they can't score.
Right.
Then at some point, somebody has to go. And I'll
be eager to see if Minuski dials up some more pressure on Trubisky.
Right.
Trubisky has been sacked 5 times in 2 games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, their offensive line is not great. People are getting to him. But you can't just let him sit back there.
I'd just be fearful that this is a Case Keenum turnover game. Got a clean sheet
so far. It is coming.
5 touchdowns, no picks.
We'll probably have a turnover or two. But hopefully it offsets it.
Hard to sustain when you have a couple of turnovers.
Well, hopefully offsets it. Let's say he throws a pick. He's going to throw 9 to 12 picks. If he played 16 games, he's probably going to throw 9 to 12 picks.
That wouldn't be that bad if he only throws 9 to 12.
Yeah, but I mean, 9 to 12, he still do. So, he'll probably throw one. But I don't know. They're scoring 9 points a game. Are we going to lose a team that's scoring 9 points a game? That's humiliating.
As always, you can touch with us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. You can text us on the same number. That's the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charge may apply. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. Later in the show, John Feinstein joins us for Fridays with Feinstein at 8 o'clock. Barry Zito, former Cy Young Award-winning pitcher, will join us as we talk some baseball coming up at 8:40. Andrew Catalan, who works with CBS Sports, is on the call for the Redskins or for the Falcons-Colts games as we go around the NFL at 9:20. And Nick Costas to give us winners. We are packed on a Friday. Keep it here. It's the Junkies on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be at Glory Days Grill on Monday night. This week, we're at Glory Days Grill in Fairfax. And we're going to be there early. Join us at 106.7 The Fan, starting at 2. Chad Dukes versus the World, going to kick off at 2, live from Glory Days Grill in Fairfax. We're going to take over at 5 with the Junkies pregame show before Redskins Bears on Monday Night Football. If you want more details, go to thefandc.com/events. But that is your deal.
By the way, Alan May texted me this morning, and he wants everyone to know that he is in a celebrity guest bartending battle. It's called Bar Battles.
Okay, good.
This is tonight at Penn Quarter Sports Tavern.
Yeah. Who's he battling?
Been there.
Ian Oland.
From Russian Machine Never Breaks.
Yes.
Yep.
So it's Alan May versus Ian Oland. Is it Oland or Oland? I don't even know.
I'm not 100% sure.
Anyway, it's tonight at 8 o'clock.
Nice.
Portion of the proceeds going to Hurricane Dorian relief efforts in the Bahamas. So head on down to Penn Quarter down on Indiana Avenue.
I bet Alan and Ian are going to pour some stiff drinks for you.
Yeah, they'll give you good
ones. They're not going to be skimping. So no, it's not how it's done.
If you're out and about, stop by the Penn Quarter and have fun.
Because that's in D.C.
It is.
Yesterday,
it is in D.C.
After we finished the show, Valdez puts up the podcast.
Yeah.
And
this is Matt Valdez.
I then put a little description of what he's posted on the podcast with a link for people to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw his description of the first hour of the show yesterday.
What was his?
It was something to the effect of, "The Junkies hate DC," and then it was comma, Redskins, Bears, you know what? Whatever the heck else was next.
Did we get killed? Did we get killed because of it?
100% accurate.
Well, I don't hate DC.
Well, in the longer description, I said working in DC.
Yeah,
that's mostly accurate.
So on the top one, it's a little shorter.
Hicks just doesn't like to deal with the parking, and
be
that's
honest,
his biggest issue.
I think we all hate it in here.
I think DC is a cool city. It's got a lot to offer.
Yes.
I don't like the infrastructure and just the money grab aspect of
the parking.
Coming into DC and
Don't backpedal.
Traffic
tickets.
No,
I don't hate it. Cakes is the leader.
I'm not backpedaling. There's no backpedaling here.
I just let him talk.
I do everything in my power not to come down here.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I avoid DC. But he's after it. There is a 100%. The longer description below. But, you know, I can't. I'm sending out a tweet and then I put it on Facebook with the link to the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's the very first thing on our show. 9:19 hour one. Junks hate DC, comma, open lines, comma, AY's headshot.
All this is correct.
Valdez, if I lived in Arlington or like where you live, you know, it'd be fine. I could get into DC in 10 minutes.
Now, don't get me wrong.
From where I live, it's just not worth it.
If the DC Tourism Board all of a sudden wants to advertise,
and they
say,
we want
Johnny Flakes to, you know, be the voice.
You might be last on the list.
I'm probably last on the list, but I would take their money.
Man. The irony is, so many people complain about traffic in the city,
right,
and all the things you're talking about, the money grab for parking.
Yep.
And yet they're upset that the Redskins play in the suburbs and want them to be back in D.C.
Well, I'm not upset they play in the suburbs. They can play in the suburbs
play
all
the
they want.
I don't care. I'll
yeah,
never
who
go
cares?
See
I don't care where they play.
That's
I don't care
not
if they
true.
Play in the city.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Where they play.
Okay.
But play
why would I care?
Meeting.
I never go to
if they
games.
Build a brand new silly stadium, you're going to go to it. 100% chance. You're going to want to experience.
Where?
I don't know. Anywhere.
Why would I want to go see them?
You want to see this new stadium.
I don't care.
It's the NFL. They play the Niners.
You haven't seen stadiums. I've been inside many stadiums.
How many times have we said it's much easier and much less stressful to sit on your couch and watch it on the 65
If they build a new stadium, it's going to be silly. It's going to be like a $1 billion thing. It's going to be his little mini version of Jerryville or whatever they call it.
Why have we not gotten to the point where we're all teleworking? Why am I driving into this cesspool 5 days a week when I could just walk downstairs in my T-shirt and bathrobe and my shorts that I slept in and fire up something in my office?
Do you actually have a bathrobe?
No, I'm just throwing it in there.
Because we've got NBC Sports watching cameras. Next contract.
You know what? They can put
if
one
we
in
lose
my office.
NBC, we're going to do that.
Just put it in my freaking office.
We can put a camera in each of our offices. It
I guess.
Do a four no, shot.
I guess. I don't know. I guess it's easy.
It's so easy.
Hey, next contract, we're doing that.
Yeah.
All we're doing is just wasting just precious moments of whatever life we have left.
And mileage.
Gas,
I put so much.
Mileage,
JP puts so
tolls,
much. I put so much mileage on my
tolls,
car.
Tolls.
Burning fossil fuels. It's just tilting me to no end.
That's why I can't.
We don't
wait
know
to get
anybody's
in.
Name here anyway.
I know.
Why are we even here?
There's no purpose. The theory was at the time from Steve Swenson, who used to run the show here. He's not running the show anymore. It's
right.
A guy named Phil. So Steve ran the show here, ran a bunch of stations, brought us to DC. But I think one of the theories was we would get greater in-studio guests because we were downtown.
Right.
No, they didn't care about that. They just said that to appease
course.
You.
I
they
know.
Didn't care
no, the
about
whole
that.
Reason for moving down here.
They never thought that.
They think it's better. And they're probably right. It's probably better to be in D.C. It's more central for their business interests.
To meet clients.
But
and that
for
sort of thing.
Us, there's no advantage for us being here. None.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
The last time I met with a client, I drove myself to West Virginia, Cakes.
The advantage would
yes.
be us being in our offices or basement and not commuting into this horrible district that we work in. That's my opinion.
Right.
It's tough.
Anyway, Valdez,
but you know what?
Does a good job putting the podcast up.
We've got no option
up.
At this point.
I know. I understand.
What was your initial
I'm give
point?
Him a pop.
That he just said yeah, that yeah, we hate DC? What was your initial point?
That got some buzz going, didn't it?
I'm just curious.
You go to thefandc.com to check out the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I was
God.
Promoting Glory Days Grill. I don't even know how we
thank
got to.
God for the fine people at Homewood Suites.
Well,
so let us park our cars there for a discounted fee every month, basically what we
thank
want to
thank you
tip
very
them.
Much to Homewood.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God for good people
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
Can you,
thank you
can you imagine?
Times.
Can you imagine if you paid the parking?
I mean, I'd be fine with that because I know that you have to pay for parking in D.C. It's just a necessary evil.
I don't have the same. I'm just going to be clear. I don't have the same venom for the city. It tilts me every once in a while when I get in traffic, but it's fine. I like the eating options here. It tilts me sometimes when I have to drive around and find parking, but for the most part,
eating
it's fine.
Options? Kava? What eating options do you embrace in D.C.?
Well, I don't when I'm here, but my wife and
blueberry
I go out to
soda.
Dinner.
They got Circa over there. I mean, they got some good baby.
Circa's nice. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
I don't
really
mind
good.
The city. I don't have the same hostility Cakes does.
I'm
and
with
Jason
you.
Lives
hostility.
100 miles away, so he doesn't like anything.
I enjoyed it.
But can't
DC
you understand?
Improv.
Hold on. Can't you understand why I feel that way?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't even have a quibble with it.
You would
the
feel
only
that
I
way
quibble
too.
With is that
lived...
they built a brand new $1 billion stadium. It would shock me if you had zero interest to walk inside.
All right, maybe once.
Yeah.
But not. It's not like I'd go every week.
Yeah.
But when you live where I live, it's just not worth it to go.
That's why I would never live where you live. It's so far away.
Dude, I made the
choice.
There's
a lot of people
ago.
That live out there.
Yeah, I know.
Networking the
people,
city.
Yeah, you should see the traffic out there. It's nuts.
I'm out there twice a week.
Oh, I think I know why I brought it up, and it wasn't so much to bring up the DC aspect. It was to bring up the fact that Cakes and I are going to have to deal with traffic to get to Glory Days Grill
I've already done the math. There's no way I'm going home. I'm either
going home.
I'm either going to go to MGM and see the Frops, and then leave at like 2:45 and driving to Fairfax.
It's still going
to
be a ton of traffic.
I know, but point. I love how Cakes does that. He's rationalized a way to go play poker because you could leave only at 3:15 and be fine.
No, I'm further out. MGM is 15 minutes from here.
Yeah,
and then I just hop.
He
on
just
whatever.
Wants to eliminate driving.
I want
to. You know, he hates
least
driving.
Driving.
He hates driving.
If I could,
he hates driving. He hates driving more. Than he hates DC.
Valdez, can I get a Ronnie Mund? To drive me to and from work every day.
Could.
I guess I could,
yeah.
But that would be kind of expensive.
Probably wouldn't be that expensive.
What if I just didn't have a car and just had a driver? I might have to look into that.
You'd have to get rid of like five cars.
What he hates is driving.
No, I don't mind the driving.
No, you really don't like it. Anytime he ever picks me up is, what's the quickest way out of here?
When's the last time I picked you up?
Well, 10 years ago? History of my life. It's always the first phrase that comes out of his mouth. What's the quickest way out of here?
He's always in a rush for whatever reason. He just doesn't like to do nothing.
He doesn't like to be in the car.
So I'm not going home Monday. I'm either going to go see Frops or do something else to just kill a bunch of time.
For 5 hours?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good session. If you just go for 2 hours,
no,
it sucks.
The poker would make sense, but he just said he's either going to go see Flops or find something else to do. My point is, for five hours?
Something else to do would be. It's probably those Flops.
I mean, I'm going to go.
I need to get my monthly bullet from MGM. Let's be honest. I'm going to do my normal.
I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get a workout in. I'm going to get a nap in, and then I'm going to leave around 3:15. And that should get me to Fairfax by 5.
Well, I mean, aren't we on the air at 5?
Yeah.
I try to get there by four.
I mean,
you should shoot for maybe.
I count for traffic.
I know that you like
I mean,
to waltz
loves
in,
to stroll
but
in, like,
on a day like that where you're not used to the traffic.
I'll be there by 4:15.
Set up my computer. Maybe have a pre-show cocktail. Just relax a little bit. JP comes in with his hair on fire because he's just been sitting in traffic for 90 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm good to go. I'll have the outline done. I'll be ready to roll.
He could just function frazzled.
Yeah, he's different. Yeah. He's a different
But I also
ball.
Think frazzled, that you just...
He likes to sit there and do 150 fantasy lineups.
Well, whatever. He likes to
True.
Be there
That's
early.
Fine.
You like you,
I get
you
there
do
early.
Push it. You
I get
do
there
push
like 10
it.
Minutes early.
Yeah, you just don't give yourself enough wiggle room.
The place isn't even open.
If there's
I get there at 10 for 11 a.m. pregame.
If there's one accident, you're doomed.
Yeah, if the beltway is paralyzed... You're screwed.
And that never happens. There are never accidents on the
beltway. Never accidents on the beltway.
I saw another
more
one yesterday.
More power to him. Yeah. Play poker. But I just don't know if the alternative plan of like hanging out
the only
for five
other alternative
hours
would
here.
Be no. go to a movie and then go to like a bar and just get tanked before you go to the show.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
I do that twice a week when I take my daughter to volleyball.
I could just loiter at the Homewood Suites for a few hours, do some pregame prep, and then just drive out to Fairfax. I just don't want to go. I don't want to get into the G-Dub Parkway and drive all the way home, and then 3 hours later get back in my car and then drive back into Virginia. It tilts me to no end.
I hear you.
How did we get on this discussion?
I don't know. Talk about these labeling the podcast.
No, I think I blame me because I brought up Alan May being in D.C.
Oh, did I mention that it's the top podcast in all of Entercom?
That is true.
Over 800,000 downloads last month.
Thank you, listeners.
We hit over 800,000, so
apparently
see
you like
we get to a million.
Listening to us rail against D.C. and sort of topics
like
that.
We gotta hit the milli. I don't know how to hit the milli.
I mean, that's a significant increase.
Yeah, it's probably take months to
By
get
By the way,
there.
There's no other show in the entire company, nationwide company, regardless of whatever the stock price is. I have no idea.
Not even the nationwide company.
The next is at least 200,000 behind us.
Yeah.
Probably 300,000.
I think it's more than
KP. It's called being the cream of the crop, my friend. Cream of the crop, right here.
What happens?
Old saying.
I don't even know how that works. Do people just you? Why do people? I hear it all the time. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and subscribe to the podcast
because then it automatically comes to your phone.
Right. It auto downloads.
Mm-hmm. Is that what most people do?
Yeah, if they listen to the
Why
show
is
daily.
Crab grinning like a 2-year-old.
Because I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I don't subscribe to them. I just go. I know it's been released, and I just go and I listen to it. You know what I mean?
Well, most people subscribe if you're a fan of.
And then it just populates your phone with
every day. Yeah, you bring up your phone.
Whenever,
it's already there.
Yeah, whenever it's updated, boom, it's right there.
Like I guarantee.
So you get credit for it if it's if you subscribe to it and you get it, but you never listen to it. It counts as a download for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
It does.
I guarantee.
So you just get
Chris
people subscribe and never
that.
Listen. That's fine.
That's why they want you to subscribe.
Okay. So subscribe. We don't care if you listen. Just subscribe.
Do all the subscribing.
Yeah.
Because
I just want to hit the milli mark. So even if you listen to the show on the daily, regularly on air, and you have no intention to ever listen to it again. Do us a favor, just subscribe to it. And I don't care if you ever listen to it. I just want to hit the mark.
Yeah, because the bonus there is so big.
No, I just want to hit the mark.
Right.
I just want to hit the mark.
This is for ego.
This is for ego. Yeah. I just want to hit the million.
Oh, I'm with you. I want to hit it too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to have a million listener party?
Jason
million podcast party?
Hold on. I'm going to subscribe to my own podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
What
Get
do I have
after
to do?
It.
What
go to thefandc.com.
we don't have like an app. We should have an app. You know what I mean?
It's called radio.com.
I have radio.com. He says 106.7 The Fan.
I thought you were tech savvy.
Yeah, but I don't subscribe to podcasts. I listen to a lot of them. I don't subscribe. All right, so here I am. I'm on radio.com. Boom. I'm on 106.7 The Fan. Now, how do I subscribe?
Click on the show.
How do you do that? Save to my favorites. No, here's, I want people to do this as I'm doing it.
Radio Insider.
Thanks. How do you do it? I'm on radio.com. I'm on 106.7 The Fan.
Subscribe to that Blicky.
Radio Insider.
Is there a subscribe button?
Don't see it.
Probably somewhere.
Let me tell you the easiest
subscribe
way.
To newsletter. I don't want that hurting newsletter.
Hey, somebody's putting some hard work into that newsletter.
Yeah. The Shorts is writing that every day.
Oh, there you go. Sports Junkies.
Yeah.
And then click on that. Let me see. I'm clicking on Sports Junkies. Nothing happens.
Rick, on the bottom right,
yeah,
you see those icons?
Those three dots?
You see the one with a guy with waves around his head? That's
the podcast
button. You're not even on the right page.
Okay, yeah, I see the guy with the waves around his head. Then what do you do? Oh, subscription?
Yeah.
Radio Insider.
No subscribed podcast. All right, so what do I do?
Just figure it out in there, but that's where you figure it out.
All right, I want to do it because we're going to be up by one podcast.
There you go. Throw another one on the pile.
Hey, I put a link every day and go to thefandc.com. Valdez does a good job. The podcasts are up usually by 10:45, 11 o'clock. You got all 4 hours of the show. And I don't
know
where he
puts the best stuff. Out of here as quickly as he can.
I don't blame
him. As he should. Because he's here three in the morning.
Let me ask you a question. When I subscribe to this, is it going to download to my phone and bog my phone down?
No, you'll have a... I mean, I don't know. You don't have an iPhone.
No.
<It'd be hurting.
laughs> No. But like... See, it's probably different on yours, but on my iPhone, I have something here which says podcast. So whatever podcast you subscribe to, you just click on it.
Radio Insider.
So old.
I listen to a million podcasts. I'm very current.
See?
So I just don't subscribe to
them. So when I clicked on my podcast, I got the Luke Thomas podcast.
Right.
Shout out to our boy Luke Thomas. Right. And then if I want to listen to it, then I just click on it.
Okay.
Hey, you just upped our podcast numbers.
Upped it by one.
Love it. I'm going to do it during the break.
Do I actually up it by four because it's going to download four segments?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Silly. I increased our number by four.
Nice.
Back in the day when I used to take all 12 of your guys' segments and cut them up individually.
Oh, then we used to get a ton of downloads.
Yeah, every other show's neck hurt from looking up at you guys in the standings.
They still do. It is just an ego thing because we don't make one penny from the podcast.
No. Well, in theory, it gives you some security within the company. You can make that argument.
In theory.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I'm subscribing. You dogs don't even subscribe to your own podcast.
Anyway, you're right.
Correct.
You asked how do we get there.
It was because
Alan May at Penn Quarter.
It's the bar
Cakes
battle.
Hyping up the stiff drinks, but knowing that he was never going to go because it's in D.C.
Right.
Wow, you can still join them tonight. Cakes.
Sure. I never said I was going to go. I'm just hyping it up for people that actually are going. Duh.
All right. Let's go to break so we can do the sleep number spot.
You want to talk about your boy Tony Wiley next?
I don't really have that much to say about
him. I don't either.
I just got the nugget and got the
I'm more
story.
Interested on why Valdez is bitter at the food drop from yesterday.
Oh, he is?
Oh, I didn't know. I haven't heard
anything. Or is that another food drop? Was it yesterday? Or
no, it's not the food drop itself. It's all the shenanigans that were happening.
Because of Adam. Because of what Adam had to do.
Oh, no. Are we going to deal with Adam again?
No,
Adam.
That's why you're upset, I'm sure.
No. Where's Adam?
He's here. Somewhere.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, he just told me he was going to go out and get pounded last night. I said, why are you going to do that? You got to get up at 4:30.
He did.
I'm sure he did.
No, the Tony Wiley thing, I don't care about that. I just got sized to break the story. That's all. I don't think I care if he leaves.
99 out of 100 people never heard of him.
Yeah, I know, but people seem to care. So it's nice to break it.
All right, we'll get into why Valdez is upset over a food drop
yesterday. I'll tell everyone why I'm grilling everyone in the office.
Here's what I do know.
Very good.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe coming today.
Yes,
and
they
love Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Certainly do.
We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Charlestown, every game, every bet, for real sports fans. We'll go around the NFL coming up at 7:45, including the top matchups in the league. So yesterday we had a food drop. Today we are going to have a fantastic food drop from our friends at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, which is on 425 I Street, Northwest D.C. If you want their delicious food today, Tropical Smoothie, proud to bring you the official smoothie of D.C. United. I believe they have two games left. That's the United Smoothie, a refreshing blend of pineapple, coconut, banana, and lemonade. The United Smoothie, available all season long at any of the 50 D.C. area locations. Every Friday is Fan Friday, and you can score United Smoothie for only $3.99.
By the way, props to the Mystics yesterday, taking a 2-0 lead over the Aces, the Vegas Aces, 103-91 in game two.
And nicely EDD done. Won the MVP.
She should have. What was she, 50, 40, 90?
Yes. Elena Deladon.
It's ridiculous.
I don't think anybody calls her.
I think she has
EDD.
She has
Yeah.
She has a crazy free throw percentage. Like, it's, I want to say it's like higher than 95%. Like, really? It's absurd.
Well, she was 50, 40, 90.
I mean, but in a smaller ball, should be easier.
In theory,
I don't know.
Take the best WNBA free throw shooter.
Scientifically, it would be easier to put the smaller ball.
Yeah.
Let's see what she did
last
night.
If you used a super ball, it would be harder.
No, it can't be too small.
Right.
Can't be too small.
So I don't know exactly the science of it, but.
No, but a slightly smaller ball.
Slightly smaller ball should be easier.
Yeah.
Still impressive. A way smaller ball would be tough.
Not saying it's not impressive. Just saying.
Like a tennis ball, too small.
Too small.
Well.
Your hand's too big.
She did miss one last night.
She did? Yeah. Where'd she go?
She was 4-for-5.
4-for-5.
But 2-0 lead for the Mystics.
Anyway, you wanted to talk about the food drop yesterday.
Well, Valdez, I saw it on the outline that Valdez was upset, and we had
Roy Boys came yesterday. All right,
they delivered a bunch of chicken.
They had biscuits. A huge spread, and it was fried chicken, chicken tenders, mac and cheese, waffle fries,
chicken,
Brussels sprouts, biscuits. I mean, a whole smorgasbord,
right?
Full of food. All right.
Oh, and I know what you're upset. You're upset with all the vultures.
I am so bitter, especially at Sonny and PGC.
Well, I have to say, to defend them, I told them, because Joe Claire was standing there staring at
why are you giving them the okay?
What?
Not everyone from the show is
chicken.
And they took all the chicken.
He's standing there staring at it. And I was like, go ahead, help yourself. I was being a gentleman.
I mean, I don't care ultimately, but I had one drumstick. That's it. Like during the break,
there were three buckets of chicken.
I mean, it was 30 seconds left. We were about to get a break, so I just grabbed one drumstick, and the next time it went out, it was all gone.
Sometimes I can't just go out there immediately to go grab food when there's a food drop. There's stuff I have to do in here. And when I walked out of there, and it was probably 20 minutes after the food drop came, and you guys got all your food.
Yeah.
And so when I went out there, there were buckets of chicken empty.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was butt sized for a silly breast.
Well, you have to get
you
there early.
You wanted a jug.
Listen, no jugs to defend them.
Why are you doing that?
Because he was staring at the food.
Just say, hang on. Just say, hang on a minute.
He probably took six pieces.
Do you know what he said?
What?
He said, I crushed your guy's food drop.
Yeah. Right. Well, I invited
him. Is that your Joe Claire
impression? That's my Joe Claire impression. He said, I crushed your guy's food drop.
I invited him.
But that's not everything that happened, because what they brought the food in, and Joe Claire followed the food to our table.
I can't believe it.
You were one of the first ones out there. And then what Joe did is he went back and told everyone at PGC, come and get the food.
Yeah.
And you were the only one who
You were the
eaten.
Gatekeeper.
I just went there and got my
I know,
food. He stared at it. I said, help yourself.
No, you can't do that.
Well, I can't.
Especially at a radio station, you can't do that.
Whatever happened to that goofy lamp?
Remember, if the light
was
gone? Well, people complained. People complained.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they said it was bullying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Management.
Drab management.
For those that are listening, there was a lamp, and there was a sign, and it said if the lamp was on, nobody could touch the food. But if the lamp was off, then it was
fair game.
Yeah. Or vice versa. I can't remember.
So it's your fault. I was wondering who the culprit is.
Well, he was like, and I said,
hey,
Joe, help yourself.
You got to stop. Everyone's got to stop being so nice
Maybe
around
we
here.
Need to, we have to hide the food.
Yeah.
We've come up with a solution.
Danny's studio?
Oh, no. What if you
put it in here? And you
what
guys
if you do
can
this?
Be
yeah. You put a little table
no
here, and they set up the food. Yeah,
just bring it in studio.
Because we always have guests in here.
No, but that would be good. It'd be better pub for the people dropping off the food. They could actually put a little sign.
Anytime.
Well, yesterday's food drop was supposed to be under the radar.
Right. I already got in trouble for it.
Oh, you did?
And that also wrecked me because it was a shady food drop. There's the whole process you're supposed to go through. Yeah. I did.
We bypassed the process.
By the way, we do 8 out of 10 are shady like that.
I got grilled by CK, and I went out there after getting grilled to at least have one piece of chicken, and it was all pummeled. I saw the new PGC program
like
director.
Three biscuits and a scoop of mac and cheese.
So you sidestepped all the rules. Yeah. You got a silly put up chicken breast.
And the new PD got in the mix?
Yeah, the new PD had buckets full walking back to his office.
He hasn't been here 10 minutes, and 5 of them were spent at the chicken table.
I'm telling you, we got to hide them.
And then you know how...
If you have fried chicken in this building, it has no shot. Let's be honest.
Bottom of the bucket chicken sucks, too. And that's all we were stuck with.
No. The solution
is... We got to hide the food. Then put it in your studio.
I don't care that there are a billion sit-in guests. The table has to be in here. This has to be...
That will the spot. Slow down the attack
then,
on the food
then
big
you,
time.
You have to stop being so nice. He has to stop being so nice.
I can't help it. I'm a nice person.
Do you guys know that Valdez tweeted Sonny?
Oh,
an aggressive tweet accusing her of stealing the food?
Can you read it to me?
Yeah. Why are you doing that? That gets a reflection of us. You can't do that.
Well, I was standing up for your guys, but I didn't know you were giving them every single piece of chicken.
They're welcome. They're our coworkers.
So she tweeted a picture of her plate and said breakfast, smiley face. And then Valdez tweeted her, so that's where my food went.
I like it. You know what? You got to stand up for yourself. Did she respond?
No. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He's just bitter that Sonny doesn't talk to him at the coffee machine. That's all.
Fine.
Oh, by the way, I didn't even have one morsel of the chicken because I knew I was going out to lunch, so I just like leaving it for whoever. So I didn't even have a shred of it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I had one pickle. Right. I went by and took a silly pickle.
I had a bunch of waffle fries. Hey, I'm not going to lie.
This station comes first when it comes to food drops. Then everyone else can get the gristle.
Let's be clear. The station comes first in everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. You know, the top of the food chain needs to eat.
I wasn't saying they should eat before you guys eat, or if they eat, you won't be
and
able
it's actually,
to eat.
It's
I just invited them to eat.
It's actually kind of a shot at us, too, because you hold Joe Claire above us.
That's not true.
On the totem pole.
I'm not tracking.
And we're in here.
Put their grubby fingers in there yet.
There's a process. Everybody knows the process. Host, then producers, then other shows, and then the gristle.
As far as I'm concerned, there's no process.
Then engineers are last.
It should be us first. I don't consider me. I mean, I am above you, but as far as getting the food.
Well, we know that.
You eat first, Rick. Haven't you noticed?
No. Yes. No. I only look out. I see food. I eat it.
The new process
has to be. I'm not tracking who's dug in yet.
There's a hierarchy of chicken.
The food, once it comes in, it cannot go on display in the hallway. It's coming in here. If you need food security, it's coming in here. You can't leave it out there.
Well, now we have to come through the loading dock because Joe Claire is following the food cart.
He follows the scent.
But you can't blame him.
He's like my dog.
You can't blame him. I just want to know, why'd you go out of your way to get yelled at just so AWOD could get more free dinner? Is that ultimately why you did it?
It was stupid.
Yeah, you did it just so Adam could get a couple free meals, essentially?
Because it's Adam's friend.
Right, because Adam gets free meals, and so it's his way of paying
mostly
him back.
Adam asked me to set this up. I agreed to it. I told promotions about it, but you're supposed to go through sales and everything.
Because sales want to sink their teeth into them and try and squeeze money out of them.
Right. So at 9:01, I got an email from CK saying, why'd you do this food drop and not go through sales?
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I gave him some BS answer. Right. Got in trouble. And I didn't get any chicken.
Yeah, you didn't get any chicken.
By the way, you got no free food. Drab, do you want to out how many people are now on the Chuck Lee bandwagon?
There was a Pamplona party last night I saw on
Instagram.
It was embarrassing.
Was Valdez there?
Well, I spent a long time trying to find Valdez in these videos, and he denies that he goes to Pamplona as often as he does. So
Is he there all the time?
He was. He says he wasn't there last night.
I was not there.
Yeah, but it was just an embarrassing table of people looking for free food from Chuck Lee.
So who was there?
It was AWOD, Aaron Hawksworth, and Guy Lambert, people who wouldn't speak to each other outside of free food at Pamplona, all acting like they're best friends and cheersing
so
all
Guy
night
Lambert
long.
So Guy Lambert double-dipped. He had free chicken here, and then he had to go get the Pamplona free meals. Yeah. I applaud his hustle.
Guy Lambert does the news on PGC, for those that don't know.
Yeah. That is amazing. How many drinks last night, Dum-Dum?
I definitely hit the over.
Over 8.5 was the number.
Yep. Yeah. I think I had 10.
How do you feel today?
You probably feel fine.
Not bad.
He does it every night.
Did you have your drinking poop yet?
Where do you think I was last segment?
Right. Right.
All right, coming up later in the show, we've got John Feinstein, best-selling author. He joins us at 8. Barry Zito, former Cy Young Award winner.
Has a book out.
He has a book out called Curveball.
He's got a crazy story.
When's he coming on?
He's a musician, though, right?
Yep.
His Twitter account is Barry Zito
Music. He lives in Nashville.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Barry Zito at 8:40 about the Nats playoff push right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.